The question for today is, I recently gave my heart to the Lord at a church meeting and was told I am now saved. But what about baptism? Do I need to be baptized as well? And what is the proper mode of baptism? Notice what the inspired Apostle Peter did say on the day of Pentecost. Peter had just given an inspiring sermon that convicted his hearers of their sins and showed that they had collectively killed the Messiah. His hearers were pricked in their hearts and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2, verse 37 and 38. Notice, we must do two things, then God promises to perform the third. Peter never once said, "Sit there and whisper to yourself, 'Jesus, I accept you into my heart.'" No. Peter taught that receiving salvation required action on our part. How could it be plainer? Repentance and baptism are essential requirements for salvation. Christ said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned." Christ's final commission to his followers was, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28, verse 19. Christian baptism, then, is a command, not an option. Our statement of belief states, "Baptism, the ceremony of water baptism, is performed by immersion for the forgiveness of sins upon true repentance and acceptance of Christ's sacrifice. After this ceremony, and as a result, one receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands. Baptism symbolizes the renunciation of the past sinful way of life, the burial of the old man in a watery grave, and the emergence of a new, Spirit-led man living with Christ's mind and following in his footsteps." Matthew 3, verse 13 to 16, Acts 2, verse 38, Romans 6, verse 1 to 8, Colossians 2, verse 1 and 2. The physical act of baptism, that of immersing the repentant sinner in water, is not what saves, but it's a requirement to receiving the Holy Spirit, which does save. The true Bible definition of a Christian is found in Romans 8, verse 9. "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." That is, he or she is not a true Christian. Again, how does one receive this necessary spirit? Repent and be baptized. Note that the Holy Spirit is a free gift, granted upon faith, repentance, and baptism. We cannot earn it. Now, to whom does God give this free gift? To them that obey him. Acts 2, verse 32. Obedience is a requirement. The same is true of receiving God's Holy Spirit. There are certain requirements that must be met. The first condition is repent. To repent means to change the mind, to come to a realization that you have sinned and are sorrowful to the point of turning around and determining to go the other way and follow Christ. What is sin? Sin is the transgression or breaking of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. Jesus died for our sins, died in our place, in our stead, so we would not have to pay the eternal death penalty ourselves, Romans 6, verse 23, so that we may have eternal life, John 3, verse 16. If we are to receive salvation, it is vital that we understand what is required in order to receive this great gift. We dare not take the word of any man or church denomination, but we must look to the Word of God itself for our answers. In short, baptism is a required outward expression or symbolic act of our inward faith. Baptism has a deep threefold meaning for us. It encapsulates God's plan of salvation for us. It pictures the washing of our sins, our burial, and our resurrection in Jesus Christ. We are cleansed of our sins. There is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 verse 1. At that time we stand innocent before God. Both the blood of Christ and the waters of baptism are required to wash away our sins. Read both Acts 22:16 and Revelation 1 verse 5. Baptism symbolizes the death of our old sinful selves. To be baptized is to bury one's sinful carnal self in a watery grave. Colossians 2 verse 12. Baptism and the laying on of hands imparts new life, the begetting of God's Spirit, and corresponds to the resurrection that we are promised if we obey God and accept Jesus Christ as our Saviour. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6 verse 3-5. What could be more picturesque? Baptism pictures our being buried with Christ by being covered or immersed with water, and being resurrected with him by being raised out of that watery grave.